U.S. Secretary of the Interior Ken Salazar steps down. The Utah Supreme Court puts a hold on the reunion of Terry Achan and his 2-year-old daughter. And Utah women continue to trail their male counterparts in college graduation rates. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Thursday, January 17th. I'm Brian Grimmett.
From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Dan Bomas. President Obama will have to replace his Secretary of the Interior. Ken Salazar says he's leaving the job and going home to Colorado in March. Former Wyoming Governor Dave Freudenthal is among the possible replacements being talked about. He's a Democrat who is popular in his home state. And Kathleen Scama of the drilling industry group Western Energy Alliance said Freudenthal was able to develop the energy industry in Wyoming. At the same time, he created a statewide plan to protect the sage grouse.
The state proactively put in place a very detailed and comprehensive plan for protecting the sage grouse while still enabling economic development in the state. That kind of leadership is necessary as the Interior Department, Fish and Wildlife Service, looks at not just the sage grouse, but 757 other species.
Another possible replacement for Salazar is Congressman Raul Grijalva of Arizona, who's known as a strong ally of environmentalists. Former Washington Governor Christine Gregoire has also been mentioned.
U.S. Army Drill Sergeant Terry Achan was on his way to Utah from South Carolina this week, thinking he would be reunited with his 2-year-old daughter in Provo. KUER's Andrea Smarter reports it didn't turn out that way. The Utah Supreme Court put a temporary hold on a lower court judge's order, giving Achan custody of his daughter.
Terry Achan's daughter, Talia, was placed for adoption at birth without his knowledge or consent. After months of litigation, Achan's attorney, Mark Weiser, says his client was en route to Provo for a hearing in 4th District Court, where he expected to finally gain custody of his daughter.
He was waiting to board the airplane in Dallas-Fort Worth to make the connection to Salt Lake City. And he had to get off the airplane because there was no hearing.
The Utah Supreme Court said it needed time to consider a petition filed by the adoptive parents to hold off on the custody transfer. An attorney for the adoptive parents declined to comment. On Achan's side, attorney Mark Weiser says his client is disappointed, but they do not consider this a setback for their case.
It simply indicates that the Supreme Court obviously understands the importance of this case, and we expect that they are going to rule in his favor, but it's just a matter of them wanting additional time to review all of the case history here.
The Utah Supreme Court has not indicated how much time it will take. Weiser says he expects a decision could come anytime in the next month. Andrea Smarten, KUER News.
Women in Utah are achieving fewer advanced college degrees than in any other state. That's according to new data from the Utah System of Higher Education. Susan Madsen's a business professor at Utah Valley University who founded the Utah Women in Education Project 4 years ago. And she says many young women are enrolling for a few semesters or getting an associate's degree before they start a family and leave school.
What we found is they said, oh, I guess I'm done. I'm having this baby and I can't do college and baby, when in reality you can. There's a lot of options at most of our public and not-for-profit institutions now, with online, with part-time, with evening classes.
Madsen says Utah Valley University offers a whole degree in business management that can be achieved during the weekends. In Utah, about 43% of women complete their degrees, compared to around 56% nationally.
The Utah Transit Authority is holding public meetings this week on several proposed route changes and reductions. In connection with the start of service on the new Airport Tracks line in April, UTA is proposing several route changes, including eliminating routes in Salt Lake, Tooele, and Davis County. UTA spokesman Jerry Carpenter says he thinks, for the most part, these changes will be well received.
We'll have to see what we can do to try and accommodate those people if they come to us with concerns, but ultimately we believe those resources could be better used to serve a greater number of people elsewhere.
Kim Hibbert manages the common areas for the Salt Lake International Center out by the airport. One of the proposed changes directly affects the businesses that he serves. He says while he understands there is only so much UTA can do, any input he can provide will be beneficial.
It'd be nice to have routes, you know, at least every hour from 7 a.m., 6 a.m. till 8 p.m., but that's not possible.
The comment period for the proposed changes ends on January 25th. For more information on specific route changes and closures, you can visit this story on KUER.org. The Utah Department of Health says personal information for 6,000 Medicaid recipients has been compromised after a USB memory stick containing the data was lost. The agency says the data was lost by an employee of a third-party contractor while traveling. This newest data breach comes less than a year after the Department of Health announced hackers broke into a government server and stole the personal information of about 780,000 people, including the Social Security numbers, about 280,000. This time, the agency says no Social Security numbers or financial information was lost. The president of the Utah State Senate has apologized to another senator for putting her on the spot, asking her which of her colleagues she'd like to date. The question came up earlier this week at a fundraising breakfast. Wayne Niederhauser called on Senator Deidre Henderson to answer a question someone else had submitted. Later, he apologized personally and in a blog posting. Henderson says she was stunned to hear the question, but Niederhauser meant no harm. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is providing $200,000 to help expand a detox center in Salt Lake City. The Volunteers of America Adult Detoxification Center has been operating in the same building for 26 years. The Challenge Grant will help it expand from 56 to 66 beds. The center says it's already raised about half the money needed to match the church's grant. A woman who survived an avalanche in Mill Creek Canyon earlier this week says she had a strange serenity as she lay trapped under the snow. Elizabeth Mallow lived to tell her story because she and her boyfriend were equipped with avalanche beacons and he was able to dig her out. Rescue teams say they triggered the slide while they were backcountry skiing. And finally, Utah State basketball player Danny Berger is working out and getting stronger, but it doesn't look like he'll play again this season. Berger collapsed during practice about 6 weeks ago. When he is ready, he'll have another year of athletic eligibility. And that is your KUER News Pod for Thursday, January 17th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, check out our new free smartphone app that you can download for your iPhone or Android device. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.